We're back again for another session, the first regular session, 98th General Assembly. As we tape this on the second day of session, what are you looking forward to for this particular session, Senator?
Well, it's going to be kind of a low-key session, I think. I'm looking forward to some ethics reform, and I think we'll see that the floor leader, Senator Richard out of Joplin, has declared he shall get something passed, and there's been a number of bills filed that way. So I think that'll be a good thing for the citizens of the state of Missouri. I'm not sure how far it'll go, but that will be big. I personally, my thing would be jobs. I'd love to see if we could come up something to get some jobs in the state of Missouri. We're 39. Ninth in the nation in job growth, and we've got to get some jobs to put people to work. We need to educate people and get them some jobs. So that'll be a primary goal that everyone up here, I hope, and I hope we can work together to do that. And sir, the Ferguson incident will bring up, there's already been a number of bills filed on that. I'm not too sure what we can handle there, but there'll be some things that come up that we will, and there'll be some honest debate. Of course, we had the protest yesterday during the swearing-in ceremonies, and that disrupted us for probably 30 minutes. One of the senators this morning, whenever we opened session, mentioned that, hey, tell us what you want instead of just come out of protesting. Tell us what we can actually do here to make life better for you without being a gift. We want people to earn what they've gotten and stuff like that. So it was a very nice speech and everything like that. But the disruption yesterday was kind of an embarrassment for the state of Missouri.
One of the bills that the President Pro Tem has talked about that he would like to see handled early on is an agriculture bill. A repeat from last year minus one aspect of it. Is that something that you're hoping that does get some time?
It will get some floor time, and I'm sure it will pass. I'm not sure the amendments, if the amendments don't kill it, I think that the agriculture part we'll see. And in my area, it's kind of amazing. I was at a meeting last year with the timber industry. The statistic that timber was the number two agriculture product in the state of Missouri. Number one was corn, and after that was timber. And of course, in the eight counties I represent, that's a huge source of jobs and income for people and a huge industry in our area, whether it goes back to charcoal or the sawmills or what, and something, if the economy continues to improve, it's just going to get that much better. So hopefully we can do something. And I've tried for several years to do something for that timber industry, and we'll try that again. But agriculture is definitely a big part of Missouri.
You mentioned jobs. Job creation, economic development, always a top priority for most, if not all, of Missouri senators.
It is, and it's a tough road because we're competing with, towns compete with other towns, county compete with other counties, we compete with other states, and we all compete with China. So, boy, it's a tough road to get something to do. And some of these companies that have moved to Mexico and moved to China, how do you lure them back? And it just can't be done overnight. And can the state do it? And you don't want to buy them back. You want them to come back and earn their place. I mean, to buy them and the state lose money on the deal doesn't do anybody any good. So you want them to come back and be progressive and be a part of the community and provide for the community. We want it to be, work both ways for both parties. You want them to be successful, and you want our people and our communities to be successful.
Was last year's tax cut a good road to take for that economic development?
I think so. We all get tired of paying taxes, and of course we have to pay a certain amount. And the privilege we have is to be able to pay some taxes, but we don't want them taking all of your income. And you start looking around, some of your income, if you start looking at time you take personal property and your property tax and gas tax and sales tax and all your different taxes, my gosh, some people are into 60-70% of their income goes to taxes. It's a whole lot better if it can go back to the individual and let them spend the money, and it will grow the economy if the individuals have the money out there to spend. I think what the price in gas now is going to help grow our economy. I'm not sure the long-range effect internationally, but my goodness, I go to fill up my truck, instead of being $80, it's $40. And that's $40 I've got to spend somewhere else and create jobs and create income for our communities. That gives them more money for them to spend. So now that's a big aspect of it.